And welcome now to the midday for a Monday. I'm Norman Gilliland back in our Buck studio for some live music for the first half of this hour. We'll, of course, have the quiz question for you, as usual, right around 12:30. But in the meantime, we'll be hearing from two starring performers who have various accolades to their credit, but most recently are at hand. They are both participants and winners in the Racine Symphony Orchestra Young Artist Competition, and they are Lydia Morency and Faith Weigand, and we'll be hearing from each of them in turn with their pianist, Stephanie Jacob. And welcome to the midday.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about that instrument you're holding, for starters.
I play the oboe. It's one of the double reed instruments, and one of the other ones is bassoon, which Faith will be playing later.
That's it, huh? Do you play other instruments?
I play xylophone for my school's marching band, but that's essentially it.
How do those two play against each other, if at all?
They have very different skill sets. Nothing besides reading music, neither of the skills used for oboe transfers to xylophone.
What made you then pick up? Would you pick up the oboe first or the xylophone?
I picked up the oboe first in sixth grade.
And what made you then decide to get into the xylophone?
I wanted to join marching band in my ninth grade year in my high school, but as we know, oboe and marching band do not mix well.
Uh-huh.
And I really did not want to learn marching, so my school had a pit, and I picked up xylophone.
And what school is that?
I go to Germantown High School. I'm a senior there.
And do you have plans after your senior year?
I will be attending the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and I will be majoring in music.
Well, then maybe we'll hear you again here on Wisconsin Public Radio. What about this piece you're going to be playing?
I will be playing the Mozart Oboe Concerto, K314. There's actually a really interesting backstory for this. So some of you may know it as the Mozart Flute Concerto in D major, mm-hmm. but originally the Mozart Oboe Concerto came first. However, Mozart had someone who wanted to write a bunch of flute pieces, and Mozart did not want to write it for flute, so he did write a flute concerto. That's the other one in G major, which we heard earlier today. But he took this oboe concerto in C major, he transposed it up to D, and then he sort of hid the copy. So this was the oboe concerto wasn't actually refound again until 1920, when it was found in a Viennese music library.
Yes, we heard a bit of that story on Friday when the Tallgrass Chamber Music Ensemble was here, and we heard one of those Mozart flute quartets that Mozart did not want to write because he was in love, for one thing. He was distracted, as he often was, apparently. And just a word or two then about the actual movement you'll be performing.
I will be playing the first movement, Allegro Aperto.
Okay, here we go. Lydia Morency.
Thank you.
Yay. Very nice. Lovely stuff provided by Mozart in the form of the first movement of his oboe, one and only oboe concerto, and our soloist there, Lydia Morenzi, and we also heard pianist Stephanie Jacob, and we are having two of the Racine Symphony Orchestra Young Artist Competition winners on the midday today. And how did they choose who was going to go first? They played rock, paper, scissors, and after three or four tries, and I think still some more discussion, they decided that Lydia would be going first. And then that brings into our playing area Faith Ligand, who was also participating in that competition, and a fair number of others. Both of you seem to have a fair number of competitions behind you And I'm sure many more exciting ones ahead, too, as we reset here to switch over from the oboe to the bassoon. And the winner of the Racine Symphony Orchestra Young Artist Competition for 2025. And welcome to the midday, Faith Weigand.
Hello.
And with a bassoon. Yes, that would be a better place there. We can hear you better.
Okay.
And what school do you attend?
I go to Shoreland Lutheran High School in Kenosha.
Is the bassoon your one and only chosen instrument?
No. Before bassoon, I played cello, and I played piano, and I still play piano.
Still do. Okay, so another versatile performer there. And as a bassoonist, what kind of parts do you tend to get? I see that you're also, let's see, you're in the Waukesha Area Symphonic Band, is that right?
I was soloed with them, but I'm not in it.
Okay, close enough. And you're also in the Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra?
Yeah, with Lydia.
So what are the great parts for bassoon when you play with an orchestra?
I like getting the principal parts where there's like solos, but all the parts are interesting to play.
And I'm sure they are. What are you going to be playing for us today?
I'm playing the first movement of the Hummel Bassoon Concerto.
And what about this first movement of the Hummel Bassoon Concerto? What do you find interesting in it?
It doesn't have like an interesting backstory like Lydia's, but I just really like playing it because it has a lot of fun parts.
Well, you know, Hummel was a very interesting person because at the age of 7, he was such a good player that Mozart gave him free lessons, and he lived with the Mozart family from the age of 7 for some period of time. And then Hummel went on to become one of the great pianists in Europe as well as one of the great composers. He was quite the virtuoso pianist. And the bassoon concerto would be sort of atypical for his works, but he could write concertos as well as he could write sonatas or anything else. So we're going to be hearing then the first movement. Does this have a cadenza in it that gets you a chance to show off your skill, or are you going to just be showing that off all the way through?
No, there's no cadenza in this movement.
Okay. Well, then let's have it. The first movement of the Hummel Bassoon Concerto featuring Faith Weigand.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lovely sound and a big part for the bassoon in that first movement of the Bassoon Concerto by Johann Nepomuk Hummel, as played by my guest during the midday today, Faith Wagon, one of the Racine Symphony Orchestra Young Artist Competition winners from 2025, has a lot of other things going on too, musically. And thanks to both of our guests here in the Buck Studio today, Lydia Morenzi and Faith Wagon, and their pianist, Stephanie Jacob. Quite a treat to hear that wonderful music close up like that. And so do you get to take the rest of the day off? I think that was a nod there. Okay, nods work very poorly in radio. But again, thanks one and all, and we'll have our quiz question right after this here on WPR.